Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The European Commission forecasts today that the economy in the 15 countries that use the euro will barely grow next year, expanding just 0.1% as the financial crisis hits hard. The currency zone's largest economies will come to a standstill or shrink, it said in its latest economic outlook, with Germany, France, and Italy not growing at all. The EU executive says that Ireland and Spain will see output fall and jobless lines and government deficits as well. The World Trade Organization has summoned leaders of top banks to find new ways to finance the global exchange of goods and services, which faces a slowdown because of the tight credit constraints caused by the financial crisis. Over 90% of trade transactions involve some form of credit, insurance, or guarantee, financing that has become increasingly difficult for importers and exporters to secure amid the current crisis. The WTO says demand for trade financing is exceeding supply in some places around the world. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently at 93.96, and it's up 71 points. The NASDAQ at 1735 is up 14.5. The S&P 500 is at 974, and it's up 5.5 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Over the weekend across the Midwest Corn Belt, a few spotty light showers here and there, especially to the north, but nothing big. And as a result, we had lots of progress in the fields, and that will continue through the middle of this week. Showers and thunderstorms are going to hold off until later in the week. So right now it appears that there's some very favorable weather for harvest operations to continue. Now, in the far western Midwest, showers could start to develop on Wednesday, and that will end the harvest progress out there. And the leading edge of that rain by the end of the daylight hours on Wednesday will be to about the Minnesota-Wisconsin border to central Iowa to northwestern Missouri. So from those places westward, some rain will affect harvest on Wednesday, but all areas east of there should continue to stay dry Wednesday. And for Illinois and Indiana, the dry weather will continue into Wednesday night. By Thursday morning, daylight sunrise, there could be a few showers in northwestern and west central Illinois and points westward getting the rain. But for eastern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, dry through Wednesday night with the rain arriving in eastern Illinois sometime during the middle of the day Thursday, western Indiana Thursday afternoon. Eastern Indiana and Ohio, the rain will not arrive until Thursday night. Now, this will be followed by much cooler air and also periodic showers that could continue right on into next week. So I think harvest operations are going to deteriorate considerably after about the middle of this week. So for those that have the crop finished and can get to the fields, but don't have it yet harvested, I would strongly suggest you try to get it all done by the time we get to Thursday morning around here. And again, the western parts of the belt will see the deterioration start a little quicker than that. But today and tomorrow, good for all sections of the Midwest Corn Belt. And as far as the Delta and Southeast are concerned, we're looking at generally favorable weather for most of the crop growing areas. There may be a few showers in the eastern parts of the Southeast today. But the Delta and Southeast will stay mostly dry until rain starts to work into the Delta on Thursday, same time as it comes in here. And a front will move through there and then push into the Southeast. But once that front goes through, the Delta and Southeast will dry out again for a couple of days. They're not going to have the prolonged chance of scattered showers that we will. They're far enough south of the storm system that they'll just get some frontal rain. Now turning to the southern hemisphere, I can tell you in Argentina, there were a few showers over the weekend, but coverage was under a third of the growing areas, and most of what fell was light, although up to a half an inch fell in Santiago del Estero and northeastern La Pampa. But most corn and bean areas not getting a lot of rain over the weekend, and it looks like isolated showers and thunderstorms will continue over the coming week in Argentina. So there will be some places that get a little bit of rain, but most of the rain will be light, and most of the weather will be dry. So overall, I think there will be net drying across Argentina. Not a big problem yet, but some areas that have been dry of late, the dry pockets will expand a little bit. So that's more of something to watch down the road as planting season continues. In Brazil, rain was still heavy over southern areas. It's too wet there, and there will be more rain during the coming week. As you go a little farther north from the center west areas of Brazil into the southeast, it's going to turn wetter, especially next week, but the soil moisture boost will help planting prospects. Northeastern areas may eventually get some rain, but it's still very dry in Bahia and surrounding areas of Goiás and Minas Gerais. Those are some of the drier areas of the Brazilian growing areas. They need some rain before planting can really take off. And there are some signs they may get some showers, but the signs out in time also are not definite as yet. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Sunday night overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 575 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. Last trade up 10. March 608, up 17.5. Last trade up 8.5. The Chicago Board of Trade December wheat opened at 538 3/4, up 2.5. Last trade up 10 3/4. July 585 3/4, up 1 3/4. Last trade up 7. December corn opened at 398, down 3.5. Last trade up 3/4. March 415 3/4, down 3.5. Last trade up 1. July opened at 438.5, down 3.25. Last trade up 0.5. November soybeans opened at 922 3/4, down 2.5. Last trade up 8 3/4. July 963, down 2 3/4. Last trade up 13.25. December soybean meal opened at 276.30, up 3.80. Last trade up 3.80. December soybean oil opened at 33.78, up 28. Last trade up 122. Cash hog prices in Peoria today are called steady, with a top price of $35.50. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
It's very much a mixed bag on the outside markets today, with the equities up and some of the commodities showing a little bit of a softer tone. As we begin the week, what do you think the opening for grains will be like?
Well, I don't think corn will be quite as firm as it was last night. It was kind of an interesting night last night because we started out, went down 7 cents in corn, came back, traded as high as 8 higher, and then failed a little bit into the early morning hours this morning. With crude oil down 230 right now, I tend to think corn's going to be 1 to 2 lower as we get started. Beans are probably going to stay 5 to 8 better. The crush got out of whack last night. When beans were down 13, meal was still up, oil was still up. So the crush got a little bit out of helter-kelter last night and probably ends up holding the beans together here, especially if the products stay strong. I think that some of you people are already starting to key on next Monday's report. Comes out a week from today. Of course, FC Stone will be out tonight. Inform is out tomorrow morning. So we'll have a few estimates starting to come out. People are really, it seems like, generally leaning towards a bigger corn crop, bigger corn yields anyhow. Who knows what Uncle Sam does with the acres on this report. But the yields on beans are leaning a little bit less. So in general, I think you're starting to see maybe a little bit of support trying to come back to the complex, and corn will continue to struggle to some extent. One other piece of news out this morning, China is supposedly trying to get their hands on around 5 million tons of corn to try and rebuild their reserves, and I tend to think that's something that's going to happen worldwide this year, that we're going to see. We diminished a lot of grain reserves across the globe here in the last couple of years here, and I think that there'll be some people step out at these lower price levels, and we might find our demand starts to come back around, especially if the dollar can back off a little bit. And the dollar is weaker this morning, so like you said, we're getting mixed signals there. We'll get crop progress tonight. So certainly we'll still be behind on crop progress, but I think we're starting to catch up with the weather forecast. So early on this morning, I'm looking for 5 to 8 better beans. I think corn will be 1 to 2 lower as we start off. Wheat probably comes in a little bit lower. Wheat, to me, is still going to continue to be a follower.
We've got about 45 seconds left. Does soybeans make an assault at 10:05, 10:06 before next Monday's report?
I think they will, Dave. I'm a little bit friendly to beans myself. I think the beans will lead us out of this, and then the corn will actually be pushed into the follower mode to try and gain a little bit of momentum back just to try and hold some acres together as we move towards the spring.
Thank you much there, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Brian Maple. He is with FC Stone & Company, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.